You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Austin College head basketball coach Rodney Wecker. And Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, you know, really a banner year for Austin College last season, 20-7, 12-4, first in the SCAC West. Now headed into your fourth year as a head coach at Austin College. How can a year like last year really help your program in terms of the growth and where you're trying to take that in the direction you're going?
Well, our expectations has risen. Austin College has seen a progression in the SCAC and seeing where these programs can go, not only in men's basketball from an athletic standpoint, but from all our athletic programs as well. So we're really pleased. The expectations have risen, and we have a new group of young kids coming in. And we talk about banner seasons, and last year was one, and we want to continue with that. And if you've ever been in our gymnasiums before, we have Cardinal banners and Gold banners. Cardinal banners are the divisional banners, and the Gold banners are the SCAC championship and national tournament recognition. So we're always going for the gold.
You know, last year you were named SCAC Coach of the Year. Just talk about what that honor means to you.
It's a tribute to the kids and the program. You know, I'm just a caretaker of the program, and these kids put all their time and effort into it. And we set out for a goal, and we try to achieve those, and then, you know, with the team, accolades come after that. So individual, you know, recognition and everything. So it was pleasing to receive, but, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due, and the credit goes out to our student athletes.
Graduation was really tough on the Ruse this past year. You know, SCAC Player of the Year, Cole Alade, Kyle Lindelman, Aaron Mewborn, Chris Sturdivant, you know, now all guys that are gone due to graduation. How do you go about trying to fill those holes, not only, you know, as leaders, but also on the basketball floor as well?
Well, this year's team, we don't have any seniors on our team. When I obtained this position, I obtained it late, and so we only have juniors, sophomores, and freshmen on our team. But there was two integral key players that played for us last year that played a lot of minutes, Scott Shraley and Josh Saunders, and they've taken on a big leadership role on this team. And actually, Scott Shraley was all-conference player last year, so he was like a starter, and Josh was like a starter. So really losing five starters is not that big of a deal for us from that standpoint, from a leadership, because those guys have stepped in and filled those roles.
You took really good care of the ball last year, second in the SCAC in turnover margin and plus two a game, second in the league in assist-to-turnover ratio. How do you continue that trend this year?
Try to get up shots. You know, if you're shooting the basketball, you're not turning the ball over as much. And, you know, we like to play attack basketball. And as you saw last year, we attacked the rim either inside, drill penetration, or shooting the three ball. And that's how you do it. And, of course, we like to create a lot of turnovers as well. And it was it showed in our one-loss category from the standpoint when we win, we force a lot of turnovers. So we create our offense from our defense, and like most teams do anyway. But that's how you do it. And we share the basketball. We play very unselfish offensively. And it doesn't matter who gets it done, but we get it done, and that's how our mindset is. So even with having an outstanding player like Cole Alade last year, his numbers weren't as high as they probably could have if we allowed him to explode his talent, but that's not what the team game's all about. So he shared the basketball as well, and he had a high assist-turnover ratio as well. So.
You talked about Scott Straley and Josh Saunders in terms of leadership and what they bring to this team. Talk about them as basketball players, how you've seen them grow and mature as players.
Well, they've elevated their game. They had a good offseason. You know, they work on basketball camps all summer and work on different fundamentals and play in leagues and those type of things. So they've improved offensively and as well as their conditioning and their bodies. So I think it's the biggest jump for most student athletes is between the sophomore junior year. Of course, they're juniors now, and maturity wise and their bodies, and then also their mindset, mental toughness and those type of things have really improved this year, and we feel really good about that.
Again, you're listening to 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Austin College head basketball coach Rodney Wecker. And coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your guys so far through preseason and practice heading into the season?
I think we're a better skilled team than we have been in the past. Even with our young guys, we're able to shoot the basketball better. We're able to handle the basketball better. You know, of course, a little bit of decisions once in a while comes with maturity. But that's probably the biggest surprise to me, is that how well we are skilled versus in the years past. Of course, we had Kyle Littleman and Cola and Aaron and Spencer and Taylor and those guys. But we're able to go inside out this year. We have a nice inside attack, but we also can knock down the three ball too. So we're going to have a very balanced team this year, and it shows in the fundamental aspect of it.
You brought in a huge freshman class. I think looking at over your roster, I think it was 10 guys maybe freshmen that you brought in. Just talk about this group that you've recruited and brought in, and do you feel like you have some guys that, you know, can make an immediate impact on this team?
Yes, I do. You know, we lost our perimeter players, like I mentioned before, so we had to bring in some perimeter players, and we did that. And those guys are going to be thrown in the fire early, and they're going to have an opportunity to showcase their talents and within the team concept. And so we'll be young from the perimeter standpoint, but also I think some of them will surprise some people. There's some unknown players that I have in my program that some of the other SCAC schools didn't recruit, that I think they'll be surprised, pleasantly surprised about what they see from us. So we'll see how they mature and develop over the years, but they're going to be key, integral part this year.
And talk a little bit about the challenges of navigating through an SCAC schedule and really the difficultiness of this league and what makes this league so competitive.
Well, there's a lot of good teams, a lot of good coaches. So just like myself, I don't think I'm going to out-coach anybody. I'm just going to put the best team that can function the best throughout the season. And it's very different because each school in our league is different. So you're either going to try to out-coach them or out-talent them, but we just choose to be different than anybody else, and that's how we do it. And as you see, last year there was only a couple teams that pressured like we did in our league. Everybody else is pretty much half-court or half-court defense. So we choose to be different on that. We're 9 games on the road this year in our conference play, but our whole West Division's that way. So I think you got to take care of home court, and then pick up at least half or more of the wins on the road. So, and it's tough going on the road in this league, and you know, you're flying across the country and playing in different environments and different officiating and different styles of play. So every night you got to be have your A game going, otherwise you can get knocked off.
Use the word different to describe your team. Just talk about what our listeners can expect to see from a Coach Wecker-led basketball team.
High intensity, pressure, unselfish. We play a lot of guys. We try to wear teams down, so people have to be aware of that. That's how we choose to play, and it's a fun brand of basketball, and our kids like playing it, and I think people have to prepare for us from that standpoint, we try to take away people's practice times, and that's what we do.
Finally, just talk about the goals you have heading into the 2010-11 season with this team, and what are two or three things you've really been working hard on with the guys in order for them to be ready and prepared to come to the start of the season?
Intensity. That's probably the biggest thing. From high school, you're able to walk it up. You can take possessions off. Our biggest thing is just maintaining that intensity throughout even one play or two plays, and never give up on a play. That's probably the biggest thing that I've been working on this year. A lot more teaching with the young guys, of course. When you have a mature team, experienced team, upperclassmen-led team, sometimes you just get out of the way and let them do what they need to do, because they've been in your program, your system. So there's a lot more teaching this year.
Austin College head basketball coach Rodney Wecker. Again, the Roos open up their 2010-11 campaign on the road against Texas Dallas November 16th. Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck as you head into another season.
Thanks for your time.